This episode of Two Beers Till Takeoff is sponsored by No Days Wasted, a leader in the hangover supplement industry. Listeners can now get 15% off their next purchase by using promo code 2BEERS, that's 2BEERS, BEERS in capital, at checkout. Live life or your next trip to the maximum with No Days Wasted.
Hello and welcome to 2BS Till Takeoff, the podcast inspired by conversations overheard at the airport bar. Join Phil as he grabs a couple of beers and chats with interesting people from around the world, sharing expert knowledge and hilarious stories that you won't find in your guidebook. So pull up a stool and get ready for an adventure as we explore worlds of travel and beyond with 2BS Till Takeoff.
4 hours in a Taliban headquarters.
I had dog meat in Laos.
Was it Golden Retriever?
Smack a dirty old smooch on our beautiful fish right here.
He didn't die, but he fell down the side of the mountain.
Hello and welcome to Two Beers Till Takeoff. My name is Phil and today we have a very, very special episode. It's the annual pub trivia episode with the boys. We're joined with Irish Dave, producer of the show, Viking Leo K, the official voice of the show, and a man who's missing 36% of his toe due to a piranha bite, Sid. What is going on?
That was good. I was hoping for like a world heavyweight championship intro for me and Leo as well after last year.
All right. Well, trivia champions of 2BS Till Takeoff.
Something like that, but yours was good anyway.
When we got on, Dave said the most Irish thing. He's like, yeah, I feel under the weather, so I'm having a Guinness.
I feel like I can't drink it or mention it anymore. It's like, don't say that. Don't say Guinness. People will be like, oh, yeah, typical.
Yeah, hasn't made it over to Tenet yet. So like I was telling you guys last night, boys, I had my Christmas party and I'm feeling a little under the weather, as you can probably hear it in my voice.
We'll see it in the glasses,
hiding those dark, dark eyes. Actually, I didn't know if you guys know this, but I did not have any No Days Wasted with me last night. And unfortunately, today I feel like shit. I actually ran out of my No Days Wasted, and listeners can now get 15% off their next purchase with the promo code 2BEERS. Well, if you remember last year's pub trivia, we got a draw between Sid and Leo. Very European end of that match, if you ask me. This year, we're shaking things up. Each person has prepared 10 questions. The winner will be whoever has the best score out of 30. Like last year, the losers will have to chug a beer and the videos will be posted on the 2BEERS Till Takeoff social media pages. So if you have a second, you want to see those videos of Leo, Sid, and Dave chugging beers, just give us a follow at 2BEERS Till Takeoff on all social media pages. That's Instagram, Facebook, and wherever else you are on social media. So the way this is going to work, I'm going to start us off since I guess I've been talking for a little bit here, and we're going to go through my first 10 questions, and then we're going to go to Leo, then we're going to go to Sid, and we're going to end with Irish Dave's questions. Where is Guinness from? So guys, to start off the first, or the annual pub trivia, this is a question that's actually derived from an episode. Somebody was talking about this city, and it was a DNZH Travels, Dan Pinto. What is the capital of African country, Eritrea? So question number one, what is the capital of African country, Eritrea? Am I just setting the tone here?
Can we go back to questions about Guinness?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the first question?
Yeah. What color is Guinness?
Trick question, two colors.
I have Addis Ababa.
I put London because I figured it was probably part of the colony at some point.
Yeah, I just said no idea, which is the name of a city.
Well, if you guys want to go back and listen to that episode, it's a great episode with DNZH Travels. And the capital of Eritrea is Asmara, Asmara, Asmara. Beautiful. Question number two, what is the least visited country in the world?
I'm really embarrassed because I'm a native English speaker and I don't know how to pronounce this in English.
All right, you guys ready to answer?
Yeah, this wasn't anything. I was trying to think of smaller countries, but the closest I got was North Korea.
I've got Niue, that in the specific, there's four letters, starts with an N, followed by three vowels.
Okay.
I went North Korea also, but like then I thought everyone visits there now, apparently, but... It's the best thing to think of, just like a holiday spot now.
Almost all of the guests you have had have gone to North Korea.
Yeah, I've had a couple. The least visited country in the world is Tuvalu. It's an island in Polynesia. Question.
Nice, light, easy questions to get things going.
Yeah, thanks.
Guys,
I really feel robbed on that one. I thought I had that.
So, I've never even heard of the collection of letters you've said. I don't even know what that means.
It's because it gets less visitors than Tuvalu. It's next to Atlantis.
Question number three. Name two out of the five countries that are on the Caspian Sea. Give you guys a second, because I know it's a tough one.
Than the other two.
It is.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Do we just have to say two, or can we say as many as we want, and if there's two right, then it counts points?
Just name 20 countries and hope for the best.
Yeah. Then I'll just pick two.
Well, let's go with Azerbaijan and Russia.
Those two are correct.
I've got Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan.
Those two are correct.
I got Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan.
Unfortunately, those two answers are not correct. Correct answers are Azerbaijan, Russia, Kazakhstan, Iran, or Turkmenistan.
Ah, I had Turkmenistan, but I thought Turkey is bordering.
Yeah, good job, boys. So Sid and Leo get points on that one. So first points on the round.
It's coming on.
Question number four. How many countries border China? And so this question is a little bit difficult. If nobody gets it, we'll give points to the person who's closest without going over.
Right. Somebody's got to ask this. What are we doing about Taiwan, Macau, and Hong Kong?
Taiwan doesn't... Do you count it? Because it's a sea border.
Okay, well, I suppose Taiwan, yeah, you can disregard it. But the other two...
And Hong Kong and Macau, they are like... Aren't they like special district under the Chinese government?
I think that depends who you speak to, doesn't it?
Oh, that's very true. Oh, this is going to get politically heated. The comment section is going to go fire.
I can't wait till the Israel-Palestine questions come out. I've got 11.
Leo?
12.
Dave?
7.
69. I don't know. 16. So Leo points gets here. The points.
Yeah, we all undersold that.
Question number five. Is Palestine a country? No, I'm kidding.
Cut that.
In order to not go too political, we will continue. Question number six. I put number six, but it's still number five. Still number five, sorry. So question number five. What is the... Question number five. What is the only U.S. state with one syllable?
Which ones are... Syllable is the...
Like...
I'm not an English speaker.
It's got three.
Ah, yeah.
Like one sound, like basically.
By the look of Leo's face, he's got no damn clue. Sid looks confident, and Dave, he just looks...
I'm trying to do, you know, that clapping technique when you say something.
Are you guys ready to reveal, Leo?
It's Maine. The only reason I know that is because I'm doing a podcast for a guy in Maine, like in the last week. And I was like, oh, Maine. Oh, cool. That works.
Yeah, Leo, what did you have?
I was also thinking I'm going to answer. Well, I had Ohio, but I was thinking of answering Guam just because.
Yeah, it says U.S. territory, I think, not a state, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, I wanted to be special.
Question number six. How many countries in the world are ruled by an emperor? And I'll give you a bonus point if you can name the country.
Did anyone else hear that?
Yeah, where did that question.
Somebody just got killed outside. Sorry.
Oh.
Welcome to South
America.
It was the timing of it in my headphones. Anyway, it was like Phil said, how many countries in the world are ruled by an emperor? And I just went,
dude, they're listening.
Like he had said something horrific.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, should I say the number and then whatever. The guesses? I'm going to guess one and it's Japan.
I'm going to guess one and it's Japan because I couldn't think of any others.
I'm going to guess one and I hadn't the country in mind. I just thought that was a good guess.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody gets points. Dave gets one. Everybody else gets two. So question number seven. To be honest, this question, I took out my hardest question because I was going through them and I was like, fuck, there's this couple tough ones. And I gave you guys a little bit of an underhand throw here. What is the capital of Afghanistan?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go see if that knife murderer is outside still because I can't believe I blanked on this. I know this as well. And the pressure of the quiz has got me.
Sid, I literally remember we were on a boat going to visit anacondas, remember? And we were playing this game where we'd say a letter like A and then you have to name all the countries you can with A, all the countries with B. And I remember you getting this one. So when we did the capitals, but Leo, are you ready?
Yeah.
Kabul.
Correct.
Kabul. I remember it from the boat story, by the way. It is Kabul.
If you actually remembered it, I believe you.
Yeah, no, I do. I remember it from the boat story. You gave me just enough time.
Insider trading. Sorry, guys.
Cheats.
So I decided to have a couple U.S. questions because U.S. Is now the most the country that listens to this podcast the most. So just shout out to the U.S. I love Americans.
USA is actually
the best country in the world. Numbers. Question number 8. How many states start with the word new?
I actually thought that too for some reason. I'm like
extension country.
Whenever you're ready, boys.
I'm going to guess 3.
I've got 2 because I don't think New Hampshire is a state.
Dave?
I went 2 as well.
The answer is 4.
Oh, fuck.
Points. New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, and New York.
New Mexico. I didn't even think of New Mexico.
I was thinking of New England.
New England is a collection of states. It's an area.
Still got points. Still got points.
Question number 9. Which country's flag has an AK-47 on it?
We've talked about this.
And I will give you a hint what the continent is if everybody agrees.
Yeah, no. I'll go with that.
Sid, Leo?
Yeah.
It's in Africa.
I think I know what it is.
Oh,
so.
Sorry. I thought
I
you nodded.
I was going to say don't say it because I think I know what it is.
Well, it's Africa. So
I'll probably be wrong anyway.
Ready? So. Hey, shoot for the stars, baby.
I have Democratic Republic of Congo.
Sid?
Yeah, I didn't have it.
Dave?
Liberia?
The answer is Mozambique.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have thought that.
And so, hold on a sec here. So, for question number 10, I'm going to do something a little special. So, on Instagram, I actually posted saying that we were going to do this episode today. And we got a few people that contributed some questions. So, I'm going to use one of the questions for question number 10. Question number 10 is from Andre Walso, longtime listener. Shout out to him. How many countries border Denmark? Question number 10. How many countries border Denmark?
This is very controversial.
Andre's a controversial guy.
It's not Palestine, Israel. But yeah.
Because we need to have a serious discussion about engineered structures.
Okay. I swear to God, every set of questions I've ever proposed for you guys, there's always, you guys just attack the weaknesses of the question.
That's just real, like, bitterness about, like, no, fuck you guys. This is how I actually won the quiz, really, when you think about
it. Right. Go on.
Yeah. Yep, 2.
I'm discounting the bridge and declaring it as 1, which would be Germany.
I'm taking I'm adding on more than what I thought it was because I'm not confident in my answer and going 3.
The answer is 4. Germany, Norway, Sweden, and Canada.
Yeah, I know. I knew Germany
fuck.
And... Canada, but how is...
It's fucking Greenland, isn't it? Must touch you with some ice.
No, we share an island, Canada.
Yeah, that's what it was the whiskey island where the schnapps and the whiskey thingy.
The border guards would take a whiskey bottle and claim that with the flag, and then they just keep drinking and drinking and drinking, and then just decided to go halfsies.
Well, how Norway and Sweden?
Through islands, yeah.
Okay. Damn stupid.
But I was right that we wouldn't count a bridge, yeah?
Yeah.
You can't count a bridge as a border.
I don't think so. Well, you said whatever you said is wrong. So that.
No, I know it's wrong. I'm just curious if we would have counted a bridge.
Depends how big the bridge is.
It's fucking huge. One of the biggest bridges in the world.
Sure. All right. So after round 1, Leo, how many points did you get? How many right ones did you get right?
5 right, but one was a 2 point.
So you have 5 points. Sid, you have
3 maybe.
Well, count
3.
I didn't know if I was counting.
Okay, so 5 to 3 to 3.
Yeah, I think Sid has more than I do though.
Because we got the Caspian Sea, and then we got the Japan. And the Emperor one, and then Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's got 4. He's got 4.
Oh, because you get the bonus point.
Yeah, you got 4.
I didn't get the bonus point.
Okay.
But last year I was on half points. I didn't realize I get bonuses this year.
Yeah, it's true. Man, we got so fucking drunk last year. I remember just like fucking up the counting. Jesus Christ, my bad, boys. But yeah, Leo, you ready to go?
Right.
Anyway, okay, time for my questions. First question, when did the Berlin Wall fall? I have a month and a year, but I'll accept if you have the year.
I didn't realize this was a history show now.
It counts.
I thought I'm going to go.
I'm joking. I'm joking. It's a cracking question.
Month we're looking for?
I have a year and a month in my answers.
Just by process of elimination, we've got about a 1 in 150 chance of getting this anyway. So shoot for the stars, boys.
Yeah, I'm ready. Or should we just do a thumbs up when we're ready?
Oh.
The year of Taylor Swift, 1989, and I went with June.
I've got August, 89.
I've got 89, and I'll just go October because I really don't know the month.
I had no idea.
Well, everyone got the year right, but it was in November.
Oh, okay.
So everyone gets a point. Okay. Next question. Where can you find the city of Port Stanley?
Port Stanley? Can I look behind me?
Yeah. No.
Port Stanley. Can you use it in a phrase?
Where can you find Port Stanley?
Sorry, when you the say where day... can you find it, you just mean what country is it in?
Yeah. Ish.
Did you think that was a trick question? Like, where can you find? You can find it on Google. Go a fucking Wikipedia page.
I don't know. Could it be in a specific state or town or city?
What's the city?
You said city. Sorry, you said city.
I was just. What's this country of origin? The word. fuck, man, that's tough.
Let's say it's in the southern hemisphere.
I am genuinely going to be annoyed because I think I looked at this on my map the other day.
Nauru.
Gonna say Guyana, but I think it's not right.
I've no idea. I'm not even going to make an educated guess.
You might as well just guess, dude.
Yeah, just guess something.
Dublin. Yeah. I have no clue.
I wanted to go a bit strange on this one because it's the capital of the Falkland Islands.
Oh. I was going to say that island that Sid said.
So I could have accepted England. In a way.
Oh, I love how the empire's got three mentions already and we're only in the second.
The Argentinians are going to be fucking breaking tables.
Next question. Where is the Nobel Prize Museum?
Banger of a question.
I was looking forward to these questions.
Yeah.
Let's go. Feel like you're trying to be a little cute with us. Let's go Geneva.
I've got Vienna. There's so many museums in Vienna. It must be one of them.
I went Zurich again. Yes.
Sounds right.
Nobel is Swedish, so it's in Stockholm.
Uh-huh. You learned that on the cruise, eh?
Yeah, I did. Well, I went to Stockholm last summer and I walked past it. I didn't go inside. It didn't look that interesting.
This guy just fucking did like a little field trip to get his questions. What a guy.
Yeah, these are. I've been studying.
Fuck.
Next question. And excuse my pronunciation on this one. Where can you find Gardermoen Airport? What?
We've gone left field with
this. Say again?
Could you spell it?
I think I've got it anyway.
Gardermoen. So Gardermoen.
Gardermoen?
Yeah.
No, so is it country or city?
Country or city? Yeah.
Let's say country, but this is the main airport of that country.
Okay. Can you say it? Can you spell it again? I need to see the word.
Gardermoen.
Mm. Oh, okay. I think we get a little bit of a hint in the word. Dude, I'm going to go Suriname.
I'm going to go with Kyrgyzstan.
I went with the Netherlands.
It's the main airport of Oslo, Norway.
Jesus Christ. I was closest, so I got a point for that right now. Oh,
this guy's, all his questions are just fucking Nordic countries.
That's been two.
What is the capital of Finland?
I was thinking of that question. I was honestly thinking.
Leo, there has been two, but there's only been four questions. So that is half of the questions.
No, this was the fifth question. So only 40% of the questions so far.
Jesus, when do these questions get easy?
Well, the next one. What's the capital of Kuwait?
Of?
Kuwait.
Okay. I've been there, so if I get this one wrong, maybe I'll jump off the balcony.
Two murders in a day? Holy shit. Kuwait City.
Yeah, Kuwait City. No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, it is.
Love the effort, though.
Yeah.
Kuwait City, is that how you say acting, it? Huh?
Next question. What's the currency of Hong Kong?
I think a nap post, you boys are thinking about this one. Fucking done a little bit of Forex in my day, didn't I? Just loads of money.
Money never sleeps.
Yep, whenever you're ready.
The Hong Kong yen?
I've got a Hong Kong dollar because it should be HKD.
Yeah, Hong Kong dollar.
It is Hong Kong dollar.
Mm, okay.
Okay, the next question is provided by Google. The oldest castle in Germany is called the Meersburg Castle. According to them, what century was it built in? And I have three possible answers. A, 6th century, B, 7th century, or C, 9th century.
Could you just tell us that one more time so I can hear the name of it?
Meersburg Castle, like Meersburg.
Okay.
It's the most Finnish sounding castle I've ever fucking heard of.
That's why I chose it. It's probably something like Meersburg.
Oh my god, that's funny. I'm going B, 7.
I've got 6.
I'm going to go 9. So one of us is
right. Somebody gets a point,
thanks. It's the 7th.
Yeah! Let's go!
next. I just got my Spotify Wrapped, and it said that my music taste is closest to a place called Bozeman in USA. What state is Bozeman in?
No, see the question.
Bozeman. Yeah. Like Boze. My Spotify Wrapped told my music taste is most similar to Bozeman, USA. What state is it in? And I have answer options for you as well. A, Minnesota. B, Montana. Or C, California.
I know your music taste, and so I'm gonna.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I'm gonna go with A.
I'm going with A.
Yeah, same.
It's B, Montana.
Oh, fuck. That was my second guess.
I do like my cowboy music.
There's no, it has to be Minnesota. Doesn't Minnesota have like a huge Finnish like descendants?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it's fucking just metal.
You'd think so. And for my last question, this is again a strange one. There is a language called Kven. Where is it spoken in? A, Norway. B, Japan. C, South Africa.
Spell the language.
K-V-E-N. Kven. I think they themselves say Kveni.
Okay.
What were what was the first Norway. Option again? Sorry?
Norway.
Norway,
Japan, or South Africa.
What you got,
well,
Phil?
I'm kind of thinking this one through here. All the questions up to date have that I'd use rational thought. I've been completely wrong. And I think Leo knows that we're going to do this. So I'm going to go with like the contrarian pick here. And I'm going to go Japan.
Man, if you get this, you deserve it. South Africa,
I'm going with my gut this time because I didn't the last time. And those are the answers. I was like, I think it's that. And changed that the last second. I actually would have got. So I'm going to go Norway because it just makes sense. But
somebody's getting a point.
It is Norway. I thought you would be understanding, but I have a very strong emphasis on the Scandinavian and Nordic countries.
Yeah, but that was
too obvious. Yeah,
you had that. So I was kind of put off.
Said it because it's a Finnish language in Norway.
I forgot.
They just have like a weird dialect.
Homer. Like just.
Fucking stop.
No, dude. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you've mentioned Norway already. You won't make that again. Like you really mind fucked me this one.
Yeah, that was on purpose. I'm playing the people, not the game.
Fuck, dude, you played well. All right, let's update the scores. So I've got 3 points. Sid?
I think I've got 6.
I've got another 3, so 6.
Sid, you mean 6 because you have 2 or you...
Yeah, two that round. I don't think we got 6 between us.
Like, Jesus Christ. So just an update of the scores, 6-6-3. So 6 for Sid, 6 for Dave, and 6 for me. And Leo is at 5, but he's only played 1 round.
You've got 6?
Oh, excuse me, I've got 3. I've got 3. One, Dave's got...
I was going to say, that was some fucking round.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Flag on play.
Right. Are we ready?
Ready to rock.
Okay. Round 3, fight. What was the capital of Japan before Kyoto?
You son of a bitch.
You bastard. I was like, it's Kyoto. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like immediately mad. I don't. No, I don't.
We'll have the order of David, Phil, Leo, please.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
So it's the capital before
Kyoto, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a place beginning with H. Can't think of it. So I'm just going to say Osaka, even though I know it's...
It's not
I'm just gonna go with another city name that got whacked by the fucking bomb, Nagasaki.
I had Osaka as well.
Nara.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Guys, just be ready to not get a fucking question right here. Jacqueline did Sid's questions, and I think she said she got one right.
Oh no,
not bad.
I really wish I made my questions harder, but I can't think of them now.
In 2013, which European country was averaging just 18 tourists per day? By the way, I knew that off the top of my head. I did not Google that.
It's Tuvalu in Europe.
Yeah, it's just below Denmark.
Probably fucking borders Denmark.
Did you say which European country?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that bit. That was lucky. I'm first.
Yeah.
Sorry. Bulgaria.
Transnistria.
I had Belarus.
Transnistria is not recognized by most countries, but Moldova is. Went too niche on that one.
Oh.
Moldova, really?
Yeah, it was in my Lonely Planet book.
Wow. Man, somebody go check up on Moldova. Y'all okay? Jesus.
Second largest listening base to the podcast.
Question number 3. Excluding Jerusalem, which other city in the Mediterranean region is the capital of 2 countries, official or claimed?
I'm going to say Rhodes, but it's a total guess because I haven't a clue.
I got Alexandria.
I'm not sure if it's, I don't know if this is the correct pronunciation, but Nicosia?
Capital of Cyprus and Northern Cyprus.
Very good.
This man's been studying.
Jesus.
I have. I've been preparing for this. I've been reading some Lonely Planet books and scrolling on r/tourism.
That's the big snipe.
In ancient Mayan culture, if your team were lucky enough to win a game of pits at Chichen Itza, how was the captain rewarded?
Okay. I said chocolate.
I'm going to go with sacrifice a virgin. Sounds like something they do.
I went with weight in gold.
I would say half a point to Phil here because they were sacrificed. Your reward was to be sacrificed.
Oh.
So there was sacrifice involved. It wasn't necessarily any virgins.
I mean, they might have been a virgin. They might have been a virgin.
That's a good point.
So make the call. Do I get a half point or not?
I give you a half point, yeah. I just said that.
Acceptable.
Which country has a Bill Clinton and a Tony Blair statue? There is a picture of me trying to suck off Bill Clinton's statue as well, doing the rounds.
The Monica. I think I got this one.
Am I good to go? Yeah. I'm going to go specifically England.
Albania.
Germany.
Dude, you're playing close but no cigar, Phil. It's Kosovo.
Okay. Fuck. No half point?
What is the closest capital city to Dammam in both distance and spelling?
Okay, say it again. Repeat your questions, man. We're all asking you.
What is the closest capital city to Dammam in both distance and spelling?
Where's Dammam?
Dammam, you all want to know the country?
Isn't that all part of the...
I don't even know.
You know, what?
No, I don't know. I guess we'll just fucking guess.
I'll give you the spelling of Dammam, if you like, which is A-M-M-A-M.
Damascus.
I'm going to go Amman.
I had Saigon.
Got Saigon? No, it's Manama, the capital of Bahrain.
Son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
No idea, anyway. No.
I thought that one was common knowledge.
Jesus Christ.
For me, that was like, you might as well have said, David, write a city down. That's about
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did.
Sid was like, let's not go for quality. Like, let's just try to assassinate these people so I can get all the points in the other rounds.
I don't think that's working for me. I'll do a multiple choice one to lighten it up a little bit. I don't want to upset everybody.
Oh, okay.
Too late.
Which of the following museums would you find a pair of Vladimir Klitschko signed boxing gloves? Which of the following... I'll repeat the question because everybody's hard of hearing here. Which of the following museums would you find a pair of Vladimir Klitschko signed boxing gloves? The Louvre, the Smithsonian, the British History Museum, the Sex Museum in Hamburg.
I don't care if it's right or not. I'm going Sex Museum all day.
Yeah, I was going to go with that too. And then I was like, Sid just was like, what's a funny one? I'm going to go with the British Museum.
Yeah, I had the British Museum as well.
Oh, it's the Sex Museum. I wasn't pissing about with that one.
I had it, but I was like, it can't
be. It's the weirdest thing, right? Because the Sex Museum is literally the living room of somebody's house just filled with sex toys. And then in one of the back rooms, there's just a pair of signed gloves and a picture of Hitchcock.
Very good.
How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll do this one. It's not too hard. Which two South American countries does the EU border? Which two South American countries does the EU border? Phil, if you don't get this, we can't be friends anymore.
Right. Am I good to go?
Yep.
Right. Total guess is Peru or Argentina.
Okay, hold on. I might not have gotten the question right. Oh, excuse me. Okay, so the countries that border... it'd be Guyana and Suriname.
I had Suriname and Brazil.
What a guy. This man's a fucking stud pick this year. Leo, my hero. You said Suriname earlier, which is why I thought you'd get it. And basically everywhere borders Brazil. So I figured that was the easy option. Yeah, because
was that a total guess? Or did you know that?
Jeez, I knew that.
Because the order at the top from left to right goes Guyana, Suriname, French Guyana.
Yeah.
So if you know that order, which I'm assuming Leo does, does, then you can get it. And I thought you knew it because you said Suriname earlier, Phil. But anyway, don't beat yourself up about it. It's your own show.
I'll survive.
Right, it's going to get a bit harder now.
Oh, fuck you.
And now it's starting.
Yeah, no, well, I was told travel questions. Yeah, so I took this as a traveler. What kind of question would I find most interesting? What is the least amount of hard borders you'd need to cross on an overland unicycle trip from Tallinn to Algiers?
The least amount of hard borders.
Jesus fucking Christ. So what is this? Are we doing the closest without going over or what?
Yeah, I suppose Price is Right rules is good. If it's good for you, it's good for me.
Are we good to go, yeah?
Yeah, what have you got?
Right, I know it's a stupid answer, but, you know, one.
I'm going to go with 3.
I'm going to go with 7.
Oh, the answer is 6. point for Big Phil.
What? Well, why isn't it three? Because think about it. If you go from Russia, like you go that side, go east, and then hit Canada, and then go through Morocco. Oh, fuck.
Canada to Morocco overland.
I completely...
I even mentioned it's a unicycle trip. It's not going to float.
What? I had seven. In theory, be on a boat and a unicycle.
No, because I also mentioned the word overland. I used two clues just to make it.
What if you like took a piece of land and then just put your unicycle on it, and underneath you put a boat?
I was unsure. You fucking nailed it. Black hole situation, but that's what I went with. One, but that was as good a guess as any.
If any listeners want to query me on that, because again, I didn't Google this, but I had it down as Turkey, Syria, into Israel, into Egypt, into Libya, and then into Algeria.
Into Russia, and then into Georgia.
No.
What was
because
the?
You could go straight down. You could go straight down from Tallinn. Yeah.
Tallinn is in Estonia.
You don't have to go through Russia.
Well, you should.
You might do for like in terms of speed of the road, but. I said, what's the least amount of borders you could hit? I did word the question.
The one. Okay. See, what are the countries you said that you go through?
Right. I've got it down as Turkey.
How do you go from Syria? How do you go from
Syria? How do you jump to Turkey?
You don't cross any hard borders. They're soft borders.
Oh, that's the fucking.
Is brother.
Use that's them. Why I went one, because I thought maybe somehow there's only one hard border between the two, and that's why it's a cool.
Okay, I fucked up. I'm severely hungover. I'm not even hearing the questions.
That's
right
okay.
Anymore.
Question.
So what was the answer? Was six.
Six. And so you got the point anyway, Phil, despite your hungover lack of ears.
But I got closer.
No, but Phil made the rule that if you go over, the price is right.
Oh, he did. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. I accept that.
Okay. Right. Similar themed question. How many bodies of water would you need to go through on a jet ski trip from Batumi to Tunis?
I
don't know what Batumi is.
Do you?
Again,
bodies of water.
This is off the top of my head, so somebody could query this, but I think I've got it.
Batumi to
Tunis. I will tell you the country that those two are in if anybody wants help with that.
Where's the first place?
Somewhere in Africa.
No, it's Georgia.
Okay. Good.
Take it away, boys.
Okay, I'm again, yes, but four.
We go two.
Yeah, I'm going to go with two as well.
The answer was five, so congratulations, Dave. You would go through the Black Sea, the Bosphorus Strait, the Marmara Sea. No, the answer is four. Sorry. And then the Mediterranean.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, the Aegean. The Aegean is missing. It is five. I missed the Aegean when I counted. It is five. But anyway, you still get the point, Dave.
Wait. So
end of round three.
So that's how many points for you, Leo?
2 points.
1.5. Take every goddamn.
I got two just in time.
You'll beat Jacqueline at least. Congratulations.
So Leo's at seven. Sid's at six. Dave is at eight.
Dave's winning. If Dave's questions are all about Atlantis now, he's going to win.
Well, I'll be honest. Any progress I've made here will be destroyed by the fact that my questions are considerably easier. But I don't mind that. Okay. What is the capital of the American state of California?
Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento.
Not winning this one. Okay.
You were so close.
So now this one, I'll give it to you first of all, and then I'll give you the terms. So what are the names of South Africa's three capital cities? You only get a point for getting all three. Let's just make it simple.
We had this question last year.
I got it wrong
and I kicked off about it.
You said South Africa?
He said South Africa. Yeah. I'm gonna get it wrong again because I don't study in between these.
And
I'll be honest, Sid, I copied and pasted this from a website, so if it's wrong,
it wasn't the Two Beers Till Takeoff website. Last year's question.
So we have to get all three, or we get a point per?
You need to get all three for 1 point.
Gonna make it harder.
Because a lot of these are quite easy, you know?
Yeah, it's not been my year, I think. Right, I've got Johannesburg, Pretoria, and Cape Town.
No,
those are the same. Exact same.
Okay, so Cape Town, Pretoria, and Bloemfontein.
Ah, right.
Ah, that's where England stayed in 2010 for the World Cup. Fuck.
Okay.
There you go, Dave. You got us.
Nick. I didn't know the last one either. So, what is the least populated U.S. state?
Oh, grim. I hate these U.S. questions. I love the U.S. USA, USA, USA.
The least populated state. Mm-hmm. Does that include territories?
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
You can't include things if you don't know.
I think it might, but
yeah, states.
Can I go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because it's already been an answer today, I'm going to assume it's Maine.
I'm going to go with same, because it, not the same answer, but because it has already been said once, I'm going to say Montana.
Maine for me too.
No.
South Dakota?
No, it's Wyoming.
Oh, shit. The other one. The one that everybody forgets.
Yeah.
That was closest.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Geographically.
Okay. Wyoming sounds like a letter in the Greek alphabet, doesn't it?
It sounds like an animal you'd get in Australia. It's a Wyoming.
These fucking Wyomings, they're everywhere. Got in my fucking shoes,
Josh,
mate.
Josh Allen went to college there.
Well, I'm expecting you to get this one. This is why I said there'll be a few ones that I'm like, you'll probably all get this. Name of the deepest point in Earth's ocean.
Hold on. I'm slipping here. Hold on a sec.
I got it.
Sid. Mariana Trench.
I remembered it because of the band Mariana Trench.
This one I didn't know. What is Belgium's nickname?
Can this be slightly elaborated
can
on?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Not really.
Because is it in football or like in life?
Or general?
I imagine football and life intersect to some degree, so I've no idea. I just found this question. I was like, oh, that's a funny question. But don't worry, if no one gets it, it doesn't matter.
And if everyone gets it, it still doesn't matter. We'll go home the same way.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd never heard it. That's why I wanted it. Go ahead, sorry.
Lads, are we okay? I think it's the Red Devils.
I had Flanders.
I had Red Devils as well.
The cockpit of Europe.
Fucking nobody's ever called them that. I've never met anybody who's ever said that about Belgium.
Fuck Belgium.
No. Neither did I, but I was like, I don't know that answer, so I'm putting that in. Also, cockpit sounds funny.
Everybody now knows that Dave is 12.
Child labor in two
PS
to take off.
My answers revolve around that, so stay with me here. All right, which country consumes the most Guinness?
Dick. We don't steal 12-year-old jokes.
Which country consumes the most Guinness?
Was that the actual question?
Yeah, which country consumes the most Guinness?
Ah.
Per capita.
Oh, per capita. Ooh, game changer, because I thought there was a different answer total. I think you're double bluffing us and it's Ireland.
Yeah, I had Ireland.
I wasn't going to pick Ireland to be fair. I'm going to go with, you said per capita, that changed my answer. Yeah. So what I think it is, and I think it's a fucking underdog pick. It's a country in Africa, and I think it's Sierra Leone.
I like the way you went for that. So Nigeria is third below Ireland, but number one is actually the UK.
Oh!
I was considering.
I didn't know that. I looked it up. I had to check, and I was like, "Oh, really?" And I was like, "I'm checking every website because this can't be true." But yeah, no. Everywhere I check, UK number
my
one.
My second guess was going to be Northern Ireland because I thought you might show us some respect and split us up. But yeah, the UK is.
Yeah,
so
UK.
Out of interest, what's the country that consumes the most total? Because I thought it might be the US
because they are number one.
I didn't. That would make
USA,
sense. No.
USA,
It kept coming up per capita, so I'm not sure, but there's a lot of African countries. It just seems to be really popular. I don't know why. It's not the same drink. I know that for sure. It's like it's the same company and everything, but it's a totally different recipe.
Well, I sent you a picture from Guyana the other day of the Guinness I found. You remember? And it's not the stuff that you get in. Oh, I think you can get it, but it's not the stuff that you would traditionally drink. It's fucking. It's like rocket fuel.
Yeah, it's like 8% export. It's called or something like that.
Yeah, so, Guinness export, and it's fucking wild. Like it's still nice, but man, it's wild.
No, so I just googled it. So the UK is the largest consumer in terms of volume.
Oh, wow.
Then it's Ireland. Yeah,
it's coming. Sure? You know, it's coming. Oh man.
And so then who's per capita?
I didn't check per capita.
The historical city Timbuktu is located in which West African country?
Oh, straight chilling over here, boys. Yeah, man's got it.
I'm going to tell you a really boring story before I tell you that I don't know the answer. My favorite film growing up was The Aristocats, and the cats always get put in the box saying that they're going to Timbuktu. So I must have Googled where Timbuktu is probably 50 times in my life. I know 100% where it is, except right now when I don't know where it is.
Sid, you want to use the lifeline? You want to call a friend or something?
Nah, fuck it. It's Liberia.
I'm going to say West Sahara.
It is Mali.
Bingo.
There you go. Fucking The Aristocats.
Never seen it.
Also, in Finnish, Donald Duck, they always send someone to Timbuktu.
Yeah, right. Just because I'm in Scotland. Are you what Scottish? Yeah, I live in Scotland. I'm Irish, but I live in Scotland. My missus is Scottish. So. What Scottish city has the largest population?
That's too obvious.
It feels like it's too obvious. Can I?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Are you guys good to go?
Glasgow.
Yeah, I have Glasgow as well.
To be honest, if someone asked me that, I would have been like, is it Edinburgh? I assume it's Edinburgh because it's the capital, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was considering. It had to be one of those two.
To be fair, on every obvious question so far, we've double bluffed, like every one of us.
I initially wrote Inverness, but then I did not change.
Yeah, because I was thinking like, maybe it's Aberdeen because of the people moving there for the oil, you know. But at the same time, half of you thought the fucking boxing gloves were in the British History Museum.
Well, it's because it's a lot of double, like a lot of fucking around. Like, we think that you're messing with us, but that you know what I mean? That
a lot of mind games going on here tonight.
So for the next year, we all know the meta of the competition.
I should have came to this trivia with more brain power. Jesus, fucking needed.
All right, last two, isn't it? I think we're on nine, are we? We should be. Coming back to me being a 12-year-old, fucking is a village in which country?
Oh, I feel like I've seen this.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Again, taken from the internet, so it's not the right... I mean, I just assumed that the question and answer was correct. So we can double check it.
Can I?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. I think it's Austria, but I'm not confident. I think I fucked this up.
I think I'll give the answer at the end. Let's hear everyone. Germany, Austria, and...
I got England.
It is Austria.
Son of a bitch.
Come on! It's coming home. It's coming. Trivia's coming.
All right, so I guess let's maybe recap here. Sid, how many questions do you have right
on Dave's round? I'm very bad at counting. Sorry, I've got four.
Sid's got four, so you're at 10. Leo, you've got how many?
Three.
So you're at 11. Another tie.
What have you got?
I've got four up to date, and I'd be at 8.5. So it's not
okay. So we still have a chance that Sid, we are gonna match the points again. Forever rival race here.
I have more question on here as well, so if it's needed, anyway. Right, let's do this one. Right, I should have done much harder fucking questions. This is bullshit. Anyway, yeah, I know. I didn't want to, you know. Anyway, whatever. Switzerland has four national languages, English being one of them. True or false?
I can't believe this has all come down to true or false question. I'm shocked.
Yeah,
say the question again.
I didn't realize I was going to be. Switzerland has four national languages, English being one of them. True or false? He's ready?
Yeah.
False.
Go for it.
I'm going to say false.
Ah, there you go.
False. There you go. That's everyone got a point there, so it means nothing. So,
right, congratulations, Leo.
Yay.
Congrats, Leo.
All right, two years of doing this, and regardless of the fraction math that we had last year that probably didn't help me at all, there's been one point between me and Leo in two years of this.
You guys are...
That's quite remarkable.
You guys are damn good.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any extra questions that you had that we could kind of bonus points here?
Yeah, I chucked a couple in.
Can
I start? Good, because you won't get them all because they're fucked.
Promising.
What was the previous name of Eswatini?
My God.
I wasn't aware of the first name, so...
Should we just throw out the second answer?
Yeah, we can just fuck around. We can just fuck around with it.
Is it Swaziland?
Yes, my man, it was Swaziland.
Guy's a madman. I had an extra one too. What are the only two countries in the world that have the word "the"? Like, the official name has "the" then the name of the country. There's two in the world.
Is it the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Dominican Republic?
Is it the Netherlands?
We just say the Netherlands, but like, there's one that, or there's two that have like the. If you Google it, like, they're, it's not just like Gambia. It's like.
Oh, it's the Gambia, right?
The Bahamas.
Well, interesting fact, but I didn't put this into a question because I knew Phil would know it. You know, China only has one time zone, right?
Yeah.
So when you cross, because Beijing wanted to make everything uniform. So when you cross from Western China into Afghanistan, you make a 3.5-hour time difference by land.
Wow.
That's fucking insane. Jesus.
I think like 16 countries border China, something like that.
Fucking half of them are real countries. I spoke with President Xi, he told me.
Right on, boys. Well, hey, let's wrap this one up. So I guess shortly here, you'll have three videos, one of Sid, one of Dave, and one of myself chugging a beer, letting the people know that Leo is superior to us. And yeah, this was a lot of fun, boys. It never disappoints. And looking forward to next year.
I'll see you next year.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Two Beers Till Takeoff. Do you want free additional content or just to stay connected with the show? Then give us a follow on our social media platform. That means TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of them. Are you in need of podcast production services, video editing, or anything in between? Then look no further than Strut Sound Productions, the official producer of the Two Beers Till Takeoff podcast. Music produced by Alex Gagne. Check out his work in our show notes. Voiceover done by Viking Leo K. See you next week on Two Beers Till Takeoff.